This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Winter is trade show time in the ag industry when growers catch up on the latest trends and technologies to help them do their business better. One rapidly changing facet is the demand for biological products to help crops grow without as many chemicals. At the Potato Expo in Orlando, I spoke with Keith Jones, Executive Director of the Biological Products Industry Alliance.
BPIA, we're a trade association based in the Washington, D.C. area, and we represent companies that are involved with either biopesticides or biostimulants. And we're here at the Potato Expo because we have over a dozen members here. And those products are just what they sound like. They're natural biological products. In the case of biopesticides, they help with pest control. As far as biostimulants, they really help with plant growth. They could help with growth of something like a potato.
I asked Jones what types of things BPIA is focused on this year.
As I said, we're based in the D.C. area, so we do a lot on Capitol Hill. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of activity in Washington, D.C. Certainly, the upcoming 2018 Farm Bill is going to be a big piece of legislation for us. We're actually looking to get a definition of the term biostimulant put into that piece of legislation. We're also trying to get PREA, the Pesticide Registration Improvement Act, reauthorized. That's another important piece of legislation.
Jones says the BPIA's mission is to promote the responsible development of safe and effective biological products. Listen tomorrow for more on this expanding market.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.